Sometimes problems seem so big, they hide the light of day. Sometimes pain cuts so deep, I can't find the words to pray. Sometimes heartache seems to be much more than I can stand. That's when grace seems to take me by the hand. He gives grace in the midst of every storm. God gives grace that carries the weary and worn. He's everything we ever need for everything we face. So remember when it seems you can't go on, God gives grace. I know every pain I feel becomes His very own. God knows the weakness of my heart, that I can't make it all alone. For He knows what I can handle, and He never gives me more. When my strength comes to an end, He has more grace in store. He gives grace in the midst of every storm. God gives grace to carry the weary and worn. He's everything we ever need for everything we face. So remember when it seems you can't go on, God gives grace. Grace will help you stand when problems seem so tall, and grace will pick you up every time you fall. He gives grace in the midst of every storm. God gives grace that carries the weary and worn. He's everything you ever need for everything you face. So remember when it seems you can't go on, God gives grace. Just remember when it seems you can't go on, God gives grace.
Take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Oh, that was good, but aren't we thankful for the grace of God? Amen. There we go. Ephesians chapter 6, if you would stand as we read the Word of God, as you find your place there. Ephesians chapter 6, and beginning in verse number 10. A very familiar passage, but one that is very applicable to each of us every day. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful week that we've had in celebrating our independence and the freedoms that you have given us, Lord. But Lord, help us today to learn from your word about the armor of God. Keep us safe throughout the remainder of the service. Bless Pastor Becker with your Holy Spirit power. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you would keep your Bibles open for a moment as we go through the Word of God here this morning for the message. If you could take a moment, probably should do this early in the service, take a moment and turn your cell phone off or silent, but especially when we open up the Word of God, we want to have respect for the Word of God, for the preaching of the Word of God. And so let's look at this morning, if you would. Ephesians chapter 6, talking about the armor of God. Why would we need the armor of God? What would be the purpose of wearing armor? Well, probably that we're in a battle. Amen? Probably that we're in a battle. And the Bible says here to be in verse number 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Look at verse number 11. It says, put on the, what's the next two words? Whole armor of God. I guess we probably should have put the four words in there. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse number 13, it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Christians today, we must realize that we are in a battle. The Bible says not against flesh and blood. In verse number 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The battle is not with others, but it's a spiritual battle, the Bible says, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a battle with the devil every day. Every day we're in a battle with our flesh. We're in a battle with the devil. We are in a spiritual battle. The problem is that some don't realize that they're in a battle and think it's a game. But guess what? Life is not a game. It's not. Life is not a game. It's a gift from the Lord, but it's a responsibility as well. We're not in a game. It's not a game of life. It's not just, you know, the play hard, work hard mentality. I understand that. And work hard, play, enjoy that time. But it's not a game. It's not a game that we're in. We are in a spiritual battle. How many Christians today don't realize that we're in a battle? Don't realize that we're in a war with the devil, not with another country. Thank the Lord for that at the present moment. But we're in a battle with the devil. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God. I want to talk to you about the armor today that God has commanded for us to take on each and every day. This armor that we see is mentioned in a few different places. In Romans chapter 13, the Bible calls this the armor of light. The armor of light. In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 7, it calls this the armor of righteousness. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, it is called the armor of God. That God is an armor that we're supposed to put on every day. Now, each and every day you get up and maybe you think about what you're going to wear or not. Maybe your wife sets out your clothes. Maybe you reach in the closet and whatever comes out is what you put on and it's a mystery to you. Maybe you're one of those that you get ready when it's dark and you go out and you thought, I thought it matched in the dark, but in the light it does not match. And you put on something that you wear for the day and sometimes you regret it. You thought that was a bad decision. I didn't realize it was going to be cold or hot or I was going to see people today, and you put something on. But the most important thing we put on each and every day is that armor of God. Because it's more than going to work and going to school and going to run errands. We're in a battle every day, and the devil is after us. I don't want to discourage you, but there's a reality of life that we must face, that the devil is after us each and every day, and the devil is good at what he does. The Bible says, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil's about our lives every day. Husbands, he's after you every day. Wives, he's after you every day. Children, grandparents, he's after you every day. That the devil is coming to look to take you out every day. You think, well, this is an encouraging message today. Maybe we should go back to the song, There Is Grace. But we're in a battle. The Bible says to put on, not part of the armor of God, not some of the armor of God, but to put on the whole armor of God. Let's look at this for a moment today. If you look in verse number 11, it says, to stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. To gird your loins with the truth, to have the truth. You know, the devil, he is the father of lies, the Bible says. The devil will lie to you and to deceive you and to trick you each and every day. And it's amazing how we fall to the wiles and the tricks of the devil because we're deceived. We're tricked. But the Bible says to put on, to have our loins girt about the Bible says, with the, to have your loins girt about with truth, the Bible says, to know the truth. You know, how do we know the truth? It's the Word of God. Amen? We have the Word of God. This is the truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the what? The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, he said, but by me. To have your loins girt about with truth. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be lied to. Do you? I don't like to be deceived. I don't like to be tricked. So for those reasons, I don't watch the news, because I don't get the information you need and get out of there, right? But the Bible says, have your loins girt about with truth. The Bible says to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I'm not righteous in my own, but I'm righteous through Jesus Christ. Through his salvation, I have that breastplate of righteousness, but it's also the righteousness of that separation from the world each and every day. I don't know about you, but I go to the zoo and you see the lions, and I like seeing them through that really thick plexiglass or the chain link, maybe multiple layers of that, and I'll see the lion from afar and enjoy it, but I'm not going to pet the lion. Are you? Maybe you're crazy and you have a death wish. I'm not going to pet the lion. I'm not going to play with it. And we need to have a proper fear of the devil and have a proper separation from the world and to have on the breastplate of righteousness, of holiness, knowing that you were a child of God, but then being separate from this world is to have that breastplate of righteousness. And then the Bible says in verse number 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. To have that gospel of peace, to have the gospel, the Word of God. You know what? There's an armor, the Bible says, an armor with having the gospel of peace, of having the gospel that you're preaching the gospel to all the world. You know that's a command for every Christian? To go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's part of the armor of God, the Bible says. It continues on and it says in verse number 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, when God says above all, it must be above all to take this shield of faith. If you're going into battle and you have all the armor, I don't know about you, but I'd love to have a shield. I'd love to have something I can hold up to protect, the Bible says, against the fiery darts of the wicked. And to take your shield of faith, the Bible says, the shield of faith. The Bible continues on to say, and to take on the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation. That battle of the mind that you face each and every day. I believe the greatest battle that you and I will face is the battle of the flesh. That sinful nature, that mind and that flesh and that will that we face inside each and every day, I believe is a greater battle that we'll face than the devil himself even. The helmet of salvation, the Bible says. And then it says this here in the next verse. It says in verse number 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The only offensive weapon that we have, the Bible says, is the sword of the Spirit. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that we have a two-edged sword. Amen? For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder soul and spirit, that we have the Word of God. It's important to take on the armor of God and not to leave your Bible behind. It's amazing how many Christians don't spend time in the Word of God. We have access to the armor, we have access to the sword, but then how many times do we neglect it? The Bible continues on here. Some may or may not agree with this being part of the armor of God, but in verse number 18 it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and taking that the armor of prayer. Isn't that so important, Christian, that every day we take on that armor of God as you go out and fight that battle? I can imagine if you were going into battle physically, that you would pray, wouldn't you? You'd pray and say, God, help me to get back home alive. But each and every day we have a battle that we're fighting the devil. So many times people think this, well, I can't see the devil, so it's not a real battle. No, he's there. The Bible says he's a prince and the power of the air, the rulers of darkness in this world. We're in a battle each and every day. But what's interesting is this, that how many times do we go out, do we leave the house, we go about our day, and we don't take the time to put on the armor of God. Could you imagine going to battle and saying, oops, I forgot my helmet. Probably won't need that today. Could you imagine going into battle and think, I left my shield, maybe I'll just borrow one when I go out from someone. Maybe I'll find a sword laying around somewhere that I can pick up and that I can defend myself. Wouldn't that be pretty foolish to go into battle, to leave your armor, to leave your sword, your helmet, your shield? That would seem very foolish, and you may even say that would be pretty much a death wish. You're going into the heat of battle, but every day we go out through in this life and around this in this world that the devil is coming, he's looking. And guess what? The devil is good at finding our weak points. He says, oh, you left that part of the armor aside? Well, that's exactly where I'm going at you. The devil is good at what he does. The wiles, the Bible says, of the devil. What's the importance of the armor that we have? Number one, our armor is for our protection. Our armor is for our protection. It's for my safety. I don't know about you, but you go through life and I would imagine you look to make sure things are safe. I go to bed at night, and every night the last thing I do is I go and make sure all the doors are locked, make sure all the windows are closed, make sure things are safe for my family. Why? Because I want to be safe. I want to protect my home. I want to protect my family, my loved ones. But let me say this, that as a Christian, as a parent, as a grandparent, as a young person, for your safety and for your protection, you must put on the armor of God. How many times do we get up and go about our day and leave God behind and say, God, I'll catch up to you later. I'm busy. I've got too many things to do today. And then life happens. You know what I'm saying? Life happens. And you say, Lord, man, I need you. And he said, yes, you do. Maybe it's just a reminder for God telling us that we need him. Our armor is for our protection. In verse number 10, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, the Bible says that safety is of the Lord, right? Safety is of the Lord. As I go through this life, I can do all the safety checks that I can, but if I don't put on the armor of God every day and I don't spend my time with God and ask for the help of God and I put on that armor every day, well, I'm trusting in myself. I'm not trusting in God. It's for your safety. It's for your protection spiritually and physically. Understand, safety is of the Lord. Our armor is for our protection. I was thinking about this with David getting ready to go and fight Goliath. His brother said, go home. Told him, you know, he's just a naughty boy. Just go home and watch the sheep. And David said, is there not a cause? You see Goliath out there and he's cursing the children of God and cursing God as well. And he says, is there not a cause? All the soldiers are hiding there. And as David says, I'll go fight him. And so what did David do? He went to King Saul. And Saul said, you're just a youth. You can't beat him. You can't. But he still sent him out. I love that confidence. The lack of confidence that he had in David. But then he said, okay, you go. We're right behind you. Way behind you. And what did David do when he went to Saul's tent as he went to put on his armor and it didn't fit him? He put it on and he left it aside. You said, so he went to battle without armor, didn't he? No, he went to battle with the armor of God, didn't he? He went with the armor of God. David said to Goliath, he said, you come to me with a sword and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I'm coming to you with God on my side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? There's protection that you think, that's crazy. Who would go and fight Goliath? Who wouldn't go and fight a trained killer? Someone that's coming in the name of the Lord. Our armor is our protection. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that goes for the devil as well. As we go about our day, we may not just go skipping along, which is not a manly thing to do, but may we not just be strolling along through our day carelessly, but realize that we have an enemy and we have a devil that's looking to take us down at each and every moment. If we don't put up our guard, put on the armor, our armor is for our protection. Number two, our armor is for our identification. Our armor is for our identification. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of who? Of God. The armor of God. See, when I go out, I want people to know whose team I'm playing for. I want people to know whose side I'm on, but also I want God on my side, don't you? As a kid, you go and pick teams, right? And then you line up, and we're lining up for baseball or kickball or basketball, whatever it is. And pretty much any sport, I'm good to go. And I'm ready to play. If there's a game going, I want to get in the middle of it. And when you're lined up for the team, you don't want to be the last one picked, right? You want to be picked on the winning team, don't you? And when you get on a team, they have you wear something called a uniform or a jersey. And you wear that to identify yourself with that team. Well, Christian, our armor is for our identification. But how many Christians today are ashamed to be called a Christian? Don't want to tell anyone that they're a child of God. Don't want to carry the Bible and tell someone, I'm going to church today. I enjoy telling people that. I told everyone at Costco this morning, driving on the way here, as they were outside. I don't think they heard me, but my family did. It's probably more for my family than the people there, their sake. It's for your identification. When Moses came down from the mountain, and the children of Israel, they had taken off their golden earrings and made the golden calf and took their clothes off, and they're dancing around, and it was a sound of war. Moses came down from the mountain. He said to them, he stood in the gate of the camp, and he said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. He says, who's on the Lord's side? Let me ask you this today. Who is on the Lord's side? Are you on the Lord's side today? You say, well, I'm saved, but I don't really want to live like a Christian. I don't really look like a Christian, but I want to be on God's side. You got to choose whose side you're on. Your armor is for your identification. Hey, I'm on the Lord's side, but guess what? That is the winning side, isn't it? I'm on the winning side, praise the Lord. I'm not on the losing side. You say, but it looks like we're losing. No, we're winning. Amen? We're winning. On your way to heaven, you're winning. God's on your side, you're winning. In the end, God wins. I want to identify myself with the winning team. You ever go to get chosen for a team and you think, we're going down. We're losing and we're losing bad. And then so all of a sudden you realize you had a sleeper on your team. You had a gamer. They were coming out. Hey, I'm on the winning side today. I want to be identified on the Lord's side. Your armor, lastly, is for your sanctification. The Bible says to put on that breastplate of righteousness. Hey, I don't want to be entangled again. I don't want to be a part of the things of this world. I don't want to be a part of the filth and the wickedness that the world has to offer. I want to be separated. I want to be holy. I want to be clean. I want to be right with God. See, the devil wants to pull you in and say, hey, come on over to our side. It's fun over here. There's pleasure in sin, the Bible says, for a season. For a season, for a moment of time, there's pleasure in the sin. Where the devil says, hey, I want to get you with this temptation. Just look. Just try it. Just come on over here. Have a party. For your sanctification. See, separation from God. It doesn't always sound fun to maybe live on God's side. You know, say people are going out to goof around today, but I'm going to church. I'm going to church, amen? I get to be in the house of God today. Why? Because I want to be right with God. I want to be holy, separated from the things of this world. I want to remind you about this today, that we're in a battle each and every day. We're in a battle. I want to challenge you with this thought as we conclude this morning. Do you know for sure that you're a Christian? Do you know that you're a child of God? You can't put on the armor of God until you know that you're a child of God. The Bible says, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Do you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, 100% sure that you are saved, and do you know it? If you don't know that, you're losing the battle. You're losing the battle, and guess what? That's a loss for all eternity in a place called hell. For all eternity, do you know that you're saved? Number two, Christian, are you fighting the battle each and every day? That's all right, we're good. Realize that we're in a battle each and every day. Every day you got to put on that armor of God. You can't skip a day, mom and dad. You can't skip a day. You say, but I don't feel like fighting. If we don't fight, we lose. If you don't fight the devil, if you don't fight the flesh, if you don't fight the world, you're going to lose that battle. And it's not worth it. There's too many casualties that the devil has taken on. to put on that armor each and every day. You cannot win by yourself. You think, I can do it on my own. I did it yesterday. The Bible says to pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Take on the whole armor of God each and every day. Head bowed and eyes closed, please. We'll begin the invitation time. Do you know 100% sure that you're a child of God, that you put your faith in Jesus Christ alone? For by grace,